There you go.
Yep.
Ready to go.
Is it on? So we good? You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna call the meeting to order for the Planning Commission meeting, Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. Welcome. We're gonna start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So Karen, can we start with roll call?
Yes, good evening, Commissioners. Commissioner Griffith?
Here.
Vice Chair White?
Here.
Commissioner Benningfield?
Here.
Commissioner Warren? Chair Woods?
Here.
So, is there anybody that has anything to, that they would like to comment on or speak about that is not on the agenda? Yes. It can be your turn right now, Russ. Okay, hold on just a second. As a point of order, can we combine to, when we get to, because that's going to be a hearing, can he make a comment about something else at that time?
If you've got a comment about something that's not on the agenda, Russ, mm-hmm. This would be the time to do it. Your item will just be hearing the item of the design review, so if there's something that's not on the agenda, this would be the time. Pardon me? Well, it's not on the agenda, so I would say this would be the
come
time to make a comment, yes.
Get to make you come up here twice tonight.
Yes.
Yay!
Anyway, you're all aware of my car wash project.
Just state your name, please.
Russell Morgan. So. Anyway, because of the ongoing drought situation, one change I'd like to make to my car wash is artificial grass.
Okay, we can take that under consideration.
Okay.
We can't make a, we can just take the information in tonight.
So there's about 1,100 square feet that we're replacing from real grass to this, or something close to this, actually.
Okay.
So
well, we could.
Well, what I can do under this situation, so you're suggesting or requesting that the commission look at a change in a prior project that you've had approved. What I can do is speak to the chair after the meeting, and situations like this sometimes has been just decided amongst the chair. If it's a minor type of change, then the chair, you know, can make the determination, and or if the chair feels it should be brought to the commission, and then we can let you know after that, and we'll do it through way of a letter and such. So, okay? All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Russ. Anyone else? Okay, we're going to go ahead and start with new business, and we have a design review application file number DR-15-01, applicant owner Russ Morgan and John Carroll Trust, ETAO, assessor's parcel number 005-370-003/1399 Wood Street. Highway Commercial Zone, Highway Commercial Land Use Designation, and request to approve a 392-square-foot addition to the existing commercial building. Karen, what have you got for us?
Yes, good evening, Commissioners and Chair. Mr. Morgan has submitted a design review application to the city. Actually, it was submitted by Mr. Matt Amaro, who has designed and drawn some of the depictions for his project. I'll pass this around to the commission. As you can see, the small board, color board and depiction that was presented along with the staff report. Mr. Mr. Morgan desires to construct an addition to an existing building. The Arco station has a, is on the corner of Wood Street and Humboldt, and adjacent to the store, the retail store, there is a container, a metal container that has been used at this point for storage for the business. But there's a need to make an actual office manager space and additional record storage area for their business. So they, the proposal is to remove the metal storage container, which I think will be a nice improvement, and to add this addition, the 392 square foot addition, right adjacent to the building. Entrance would be within, from within the store, not from the exterior, so it would be not accessible to the public from the outside. There would still be remaining additional space on the backside between, I'm not sure what you call those, there's bollards, but they're around the vapor recovery, I was thinking VCR, the vapor recovery system in the back. So there's still sufficient space even for a fire truck to be able to get through. So with that, this is a new addition to a commercial building, and it does require a design review by the Planning Commission / Architectural Design Review Board. It's in a highway commercial zone, and surrounding uses are all commercial in nature, so it's not something that's too out of character here. The materials and colors that are being proposed for the building will match the existing Arco store. The body and the fascia is to be a vanilla color, and the lower portion will be just a different accented color, which will match the existing building. I think what you'll see in the depiction, it will be a nice addition there to that building. No change in any parking or signage or landscaping or lighting, as that is all existing and is in place there. There were some comments that I received from a couple of the city departments, and those are included in your staff report on the conditions. And as the environmental review was conducted, this is an existing structure, existing facility, so it had a CEQA exemption that was applicable to it. So with that, staff is recommending the adoption of the attached resolution, which would approve and recommend design review approval for this 392 square foot addition. And with that, I will take any questions from the commission.
Commissioners, do you have any questions? I have one question. And under condition number three, it talks about an occupancy permit shall not be issued in part or in whole until all this is done. So does that mean the mini market's going to be closed?
No, it'd be just this portion. So they wouldn't be able to use this portion of the building, okay, until all permits have been final.
Okay, because the way it goes, it talks about in part or whole for any building or group of buildings, and it's being added on to the building. So to me, it almost sounded like they were going to have to close the mini mart.
This was taken actually verbatim from the code, so I could change that, you know.
I just don't want them to get in a
sure,
a spot because of that. So no. That's the only reason why I brought it up.
Well, that's good. Well, at least it's on record here now.
Yeah.
It's my understanding.
And then I'm assuming the impact fees is because they're adding on to the building.
Correct, yeah.
Because the structure that was there was temporary, so now they're actually adding square footage, and so that's what the impact fees are.
Correct. Okay. Any new structure, any new building has to have that applicable to it.
Okay.
Anything else? Karen? We're going to go ahead and open the public hearing. So, Russ, is there anything you would like to come up and say, or?
Russell Morgan, I know the city a few years ago had a problem with the cargo containers, and it's just a good thing to get rid of now because I can store all that stuff in the new car wash. That was my plan to begin with, and then clean up that building, get my office space, which we have basically none in there to begin with now.
So right.
That was one thing. And I have a cargo container for sale.
Anybody have any questions for Russ before he runs away?
I just want to say it looks really nice, the plans for the new addition. I think it's just going to add a lot to that building.
Carbon meters need to go.
Right.
They serve a useful purpose, but then they're ready to, yeah, just don't sell it to anybody for them to put in their front yard, okay?
They can go to the county.
Anybody else would like any comments, questions? Seeing none, we're going to close the public hearing. So what's the pleasure of the commission?
I'll make the motion that we, planning commission number the next one in line, a resolution of the planning commission of the city of Willows granting design review approval, file number DR-15-01 to Russ Morgan for construction of a new building to be attached to an existing commercial building for property located at 1399 West Wood Street, assessor's parcel number 005-370-003.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to the next B, design review, file number DR-15-02. Applicant owner, Amir Sahibalzamani. Close. Burger King Holdings, assessor's parcel number 017-330-017, 455 North Humboldt Avenue, Highway Commercial Zone, Highway Commercial Land Use Designation, request to approve exterior changes to an existing Burger King fast food restaurant. Karen, what have you got for us?
Yes, thank you, Commissioners. This is another design review application that submitted to the city, and this is for an existing commercial building as well, known as the Burger King, that is located 455 North Humboldt. The application is submitted in order to make some exterior facade improvements. I put their elevations, their colored elevations up for the public or everybody to see, to show the different changes that are going to take place with this proposal. The new look will involve, like I said, color changes, also changing of signage. There'll be some new asphalt parking, some new striping, and also refreshing and adding some new landscaping to the site. So with that, these kinds of changes do require the design review approval by the Architectural Design Review Board. So that's why it's in front of you. And this site is zoned highway commercial, and its restaurants are permitted use, so that's not an issue in this respect, because the restaurant is existing, and all of the properties or all the parcels surrounding it are zoned the same and also are of commercial nature. What is being proposed for the building is in order to give the brand a new updated look. The applicants have stated that they own a number of Burger Kings up in Northern California here, and this is one of the ones on the list that they are making changes. So I think this is a new look for Burger King, which is what they're proposing. It's going to be two dark colored columns elements that are going to be on the Humboldt side that is going to change the look. If you'll see, it's going to be more of a little darker black facade.
I guess I tried to describe what the color was, but the color that they've stated on their application is that it's going to be a kind of a deep onyx, and there's going to be a white band, a stripe that's going to be, or a strip that's going to be depicted as shown on the elevations. The building will be painted a kind of a camel tan color, and it's going to be accented by a darker brown. And exterior brick is along the lower portion of the building is going to be a brown tone. And the building exterior finish is a typical cement plaster finish, and these paint colors will be added to that. And then they're also changing the mansard roofs will be painted a silver metallic color. A metal canopy is also going to be located above the door, which will be on the north side. of the building, and it's going to be a clear anodized material, and a metal awning above the windows, and the mansard roofing will be added, and it will be more of a silver metallic color. The new asphalt coating is going to be applied to the parking lot, which is always good to be able to get updated. And they also will be doing some new striping and repairing of some existing and damaged asphalt. Also bringing the ADA accessible parking and crosswalks up to ADA compliant standards. New signage is proposed for the restaurant, and including removing some of the lettering that you see now and adding larger logos on the north and the west or the east side of the building. So there's going to be some different name looks that from what there is now. The signage, the total signage wasn't submitted along with the application, and I haven't received any additional information. I made a condition in there that any signage has to get approval. In speaking with the applicant before the meeting here, letting him know that should there be a runover, there could be a possibility of a conditional use permit that might have to come before you, but it looks like it could be within it, but until I have all the figures, I won't have that. So I'm hoping it's just going to be a sign permit that'll be change up square footage for square footage. They're taking square footage down, but they're adding square footage, so it could just be a wash. So that'll be through a sign application once I get all the information together. Landscaping is going to be proposed. Going to be adding some nice, some new trees intermixed with the existing trees, adding some white crepe myrtle, which that'll be a nice addition, and then some new shrubs. So all of that will give it a new and enhanced look, and the repair and adjustments of an existing irrigation system is also going to be incorporated into this to be able to provide 100% coverage to all the landscaped areas. They're not proposing any new lighting with this project as existing lighting standards are located on the site. This was also reviewed by city departments and for comments, and those are reflected within the conditions that I have listed. And this is also an existing facility, and it is warranted for a categorical exemption for this under CEQA 15301. And with that, staff would recommend that the Planning Commission adopt the resolution which would grant design review approval for these exterior element changes to this Burger King rebrand project that they are proposing here. So with that, if the commission has any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them for you, and the applicant is in the audience as well.
I have the same question that Peggy did on this project.
Okay.
I didn't even notice it on the other one, about it being the occupancy permit number 3 under the conditions. So what will happen there?
Yeah, that's
Burger King?
My understanding is this is going to be closed down while they're doing this, but maybe I'm wrong. This wasn't fully, this probably might be something we could ask the applicant. So
I can explain it. Come on.
You can maybe state who you are, and then
sure.
We'll go.
Sure. Amir Sahib Zamani, and Nasser Ali Abadi, my business partner.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Usually because of we try to maintain the hours for our employee, we close the dining room for about a couple of weeks. We keep the drive-through open because our intention is if all the people work for us, they have to pay rent and
exactly.
Otherwise. That's our main priority. And right now we are doing a couple of other projects in Eureka and Marin County, which we are doing the same thing. So we try to be in and out as quick as possible. Drive-through may be closed for a couple of days or so. Once the dining room open, we close the drive-through. So the store is going to be open partially during maybe, I'm assuming this project will last us about 3 weeks or so.
Oh, okay.
It's mostly interior, it's going to be a lots of things in the dining room, removing the tiles on the floor, putting new furniture inside and upgrading the bathrooms. The exterior is not as big as project as it look like. It's lots of cosmetic, painting and things like that to give it a new look. We have 92 stores in Northern California, so we are committed to Burger King Corporation to remodel every one of them, from Bakersfield all the way to Crescent City of North.
You've done at least one in Chico, haven't you?
Yeah, we've done two.
Second Street.
Yeah. Right. Second Street, we've done it, yeah. Second Street, we finished about 5-6 months ago, and we did Oroville, and of course, Old Land is another project which done a few years back. So we are committed to do also Gridley, California, and lots of places. San Francisco, we are done. So
getting to see Humboldt, all the places.
Humboldt County, we just finishing the last store over there. We remodel all of them to give it new look and bring more employment and tax money to the city as well.
That's always good.
We've been in it for 30. I've been all my life, 31 years in the burger business. So, and we are very family oriented. And this is my fourth time in the last 3 weeks in the Willow and Orland. And so we sometimes you maybe even find us cleaning the dining room. So that's how we are. We work with our people.
Good.
I have one other question on this.
Just one second.
Oh, sorry.
Just as a clarification. So, Karen, in this three, condition three, that will not prohibit them from doing what they're intending to do.
No, I believe that, as I say, I took this verbatim, you know, from the code so that it's, I wasn't putting words in their mouth. As the understanding with a case-by-case project is understanding, and I'm glad for the clarification because I wasn't quite sure how long, because I knew it had to be closed at some point or at least portion of the building, so that makes sense. Drive-through stays open and they do the interior work and then a couple of days close that drive-through, but still we'll be able to maintain an open restaurant during the most part of the
I just didn't
part.
Want it. Yeah. I didn't want you to have a problem. Yeah, I wanted us sure. all you. On the same page.
Thank you.
Mostly it's considering our employee. It would be faster to close it and reopen it, but we will lose some employees, and I'm not too excited about that part of it.
Okay. Good.
Thank you. Good.
And go ahead, Shirley.
Okay, I had a question on the east side there, where you're going to be putting the words, the home of the Whopper.
Yes.
It's all glass there, and it appeared like the words were going to be like over the glass. How are they going to be sticking out somehow? It doesn't show it on there. It shows it in the plans. On page DR3 in the plans. So I was curious.
The north
elevation? No, it's the east. Page DR3.
Right now, there is a Burger King sign on it, and I think we are removing that, and the new logo is becoming home of the Whopper. There's an existing sign there.
It looked like it was right over the top of the glass. Correct. I was just wondering how that was going to work there.
We have an option to put them either up there or bring it down here.
This is
we open it up. I think the architect happened to drop it on that, but we can always go back and talk.
This is what's there now.
Yeah.
So if you're looking, they're looking at either dropping it or making it higher. Their proposal would be to drop it below the roof line.
Okay.
Right now, it seems to be on the roof line, on the mansard roof.
Right. Yeah, I just wondered because in the drawing, it looks like it's right on the glass.
I think the reason is bringing it down, making it more of an eye level for the cars that are passing through, see that sign being off. That's, I think, the main reason the architect did that.
Okay. I was just curious how that was going to work there.
Anybody else have any questions? Any more questions? Okay. Do you have any other comments you'd like to make?
No, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
At this time, we'll go ahead and open the public hearing. Design review, file number DR1502. Anybody have any comments?
I just really like the new design. I think it's beautiful. And the fact that you're getting rid of the ugly blue roof, that's even better. I mean, it's still snappy with the red on it, and I love the idea of the silver, and it looks really good. I think it'll really be an upgrade in looks.
So Shirley, what do you really think?
Well, I really like it. I really do like it.
I think it'll add to all of the new improvements and the new looks all up and down Humboldt.
Humboldt is looking a lot better.
You know, it's just another addition to that area that is really making it, you know, just a very welcoming, you know, entrance, I think, to the city.
So. I think so, too.
And the landscaping is very nice, too.
I was really glad to see you were not pulling any trees. You're adding more.
You're adding trees.
We're big on trees.
Yeah, it looks really good.
So anybody else have any comments, questions? We'll go ahead and close the public hearing. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I move that the Planning Commission approve Planning Commission resolution next in line, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willows granting design review approval file DR 15-02 to Amir Zahi Balzameni, a.k.a. Burger King Restaurant, for exterior facade changes to an existing commercial building and site improvements for property located at 455 North Humboldt Avenue, Assessor's Parcel Number 017-330-017.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. I forgot to mention it. Is there a 10-day...
No, it's just with use permits, but
okay.
I will be sending approval letters to both projects within the week that will have the conditions of approval and such so that you will have for your copy.
Thank you very much. Do you have any questions of us?
No.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us be part of the community.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for being a part of our community.
Thank you.
Works well for both.
Works both ways, yeah.
Okay. Commissioner commentary, or it doesn't say where we can say, so what's on the agenda, or what's coming up here, Karen?
Yeah, what's coming up here?
Well, I see they're moving into the Senior Citizen Project.
Yes.
I see there's signs up there saying, you know, move-in specials. So they're and we even had some lady that's moving in there that's come down to volunteer at the thrift store.
Well, that's good.
From out of the area?
Hmm?
From out of the area?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I see people walking around in there. It's nice.
Yeah, Clay has updated me. They don't have their final condition, certificate only because we're waiting for some final landscaping report and a couple of cleanup measures that they're going to be doing next Wednesday. I think there's a, I think they have to go around, they have to check everything. Everything has to be once over checked, everything. But we're told that I think just about all the units are rented already.
Really?
That's what I heard from Clay today, is that he thinks that, that's what Shane had told me, that he thinks that almost all the units are ready to be rented already. I've sent an email, or I also talked to them to find out whether they were going to have any opening, you know, like a grand opening. HCD has asked as well, so I haven't heard back from them, but should that happen, I'll definitely let you know about that. So
yeah, that would be great. Right?
They'll be getting their final certificate of occupancy within the next probably 10 days, so that'll be a nice project, you know, completed.
It looks
on
good.
That. Yeah,
it does. Really good.
So that's you know, one project that we're... I think if you see it, it'll help you up in the freeway. It really is a nice look as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice addition there. The tractor supply is moving along quite well.
Well, they put up that wall fast.
That's why it's moving quite rapidly.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of progress on that. That's continuing to move forward. And
I see they're already putting their ads in the local papers too.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Are they? Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, I think they said this 4 to 5 months total turnaround project to get in and out. Yeah.
Yeah, I was out there for the first time. You know, I had to drive out there for something, and I looked over there. And, wow.
Yeah.
You know,
it just
up there.
It sprung up quite fast. Yeah. The way it looked like, but so it's moving along. I'm working with the sign company right now. They're going to be getting in some sign information for me. I don't know if this may come to you or not, but I have been asked about whether or not they can put signage on the west side, which is the freeway side.
Mm-hmm.
Other projects I haven't even been involved in, but prior to other projects that have been here, that has been no. They didn't want they didn't want signage on that, like the Starbucks, AAA building and stuff. There was a lot of discussion when that went up, as, and I know Holiday and Express wanted also to have signage, you know, on that side, so. And we've kept it off that side so far, so I've made a statement to them in that it hasn't been allowed in the past here, so. I don't know if they're going to push it or not. If they would, it might be something that would come to the commission for their determination. But,
yeah, I don't.
So.
I don't remember being on the one in Chico, any outside signage like that.
Well, they always try to, every business wants to maximize, you know, their visibility. They will have a pole sign along the freeway, and they will have a monument sign that will be out in front, so.
You know, the thing is on, just on signage on a business like that, it's not like you're driving down the road and you go, oh, there's a Tractor Supply, I think I'll go there. It's like, typically it's a destination point.
Yeah.
You're going to that location.
For a reason.
So it's not like you're driving down the freeway and you see a Starbucks, you know. It's a different type of
business. It's not an impulse.
Yes, right.
Speaking of red letter days, Starbucks is open again today.
Yes, Starbucks is now open.
I was going to ask you how that
they
went.
They were quick in their turnaround. That was a week with the temporary, I think, because I was here last week and that was the temporary. So they moved along quickly, but they worked day and night to get that done and in and out. So
they were very pleased that they were allowed to have the little. A couple of employees were talking.
Oh yeah, no. Every other city.
It was like they were surprised we let them do it, kind of thing.
Every other city said no. That they've told me
they couldn't have their little walk up.
No temporary, yeah.
They made them close.
So we set a precedent.
We did. Yeah. I think this project site warranted it. I had a little bit of hiccup out at first when I first heard about it. I had to go out there a couple times myself to kind of envision what was going to take place. And
well, I thought it was going to be the drive through. Only the drive through was going to be. That was the one they were going to leave open, but it wasn't that at all.
No.
So
yeah.
When they were walking.
They made it work. You know, they really
they
made
did.
It work. And they, like I said, they were thankful because it's kind of the same kind of reason as what Burger King would close.
Oh, sure.
Employees, you know, this way employees still got to be there. They kept it going. I think it was a joint effort to be able to keep the business going. So that was, I think, grateful for a lot of people who would just pull off the freeway and wanted to at least get a spot.
Oh, yeah.
So
disappointing if you got the original
start. So that was a project that's moving along rapidly too. I have been in conversation again with the gentleman who owns the property across from the senior apartment complex at Denman property, and I anticipate a tentative map being submitted here shortly on that project. So that'll be forthcoming down the line for you, but that'll have to go through an environmental review and such. I've also heard back from the gentleman that has the application for the tentative map at the south end of the town, and he has is
out by 57.
57 in Tehama, yes. So he
yet again.
Felt he had everything in, but I reiterated, you know, in a letter and highlighted areas that still needed to be followed up. So I anticipate, you know, hearing back from him shortly again. I've also got. Chevron is asking about additional signage. They came to you a few years ago. I want to say it was maybe 07 or 08, somewhere around there. I can't recall. When they had their, they had a major makeover. They did a lot of things for that. Well, now they want to come back, and I just did a sign application for them. And now they want to come back, and they wanted an extra, I think it's like maybe under 10 feet for this one sign. And I said, they got, it was in 2007, they got about 50 square feet over. So they got a use permit for that. Now they want more signage, and it's only about less than 10 square feet. And I said,
but didn't we already have this discussion?
Well, yeah. So I said to them, you and I did. And because I asked the chair, I said, should I just five, 6 feet? But I said, this is precedent, you know, everyone that has to do it. So I just heard back from the gentleman and they want to move forward with a conditional use permit for this. So that'll be forthcoming for a very small amount of signage.
That's because of the diesel sign?
Is for a diesel sign, yeah, because they changed their diesel.
I thought they were going to take that Tekron.
They did.
Well, they
already did.
They took that down.
They took the Tekron down and put the diesel number 2 up there.
They changed the colors from red to white. They took the Tekron, added the diesel, but now they want to add diesel in another sign that's along Humboldt there. So I have to get back in touch with the gentleman. We've been playing a little phone tag back and forth, but for a small amount of signage, they want to come back for us.
It is. I just have an issue in that it's like it just keeps snowballing, and that, you know, we don't want to end up looking. I don't know. I would really like to know kind of an average of the businesses that are out there because of this signage or over signage.
Yeah,
I guess is the better.
Yeah, we've. There's been you know, a number of, I've been trying to keep track of it because now it's getting a list now.
Exactly.
And you know, this, it's 2007. You know, this, it started. We was with Chevron. KFC came in 2007. 2008 was Bank of America. They were over. 2012 was Arco. 2013 with Taco Bell. 2009 was Holiday Inn Express, and I think he's expressed an interest for me to get some more signage, so he might want to try and come back. And then now this one. So it's that whole corridor there, and as I've said before, that's the area where it's needed. Extra signage is needed. And
I agree with that. I don't have a problem with that, but when you have extra signage, and then...
Where do you stop?
They have extra signage, and then you have to have more extra signage, and then, I don't know.
Doesn't it kind of get lost?
Exactly.
You get lost in all the signage? I mean,
well, that is it. That is,
I mean,
it.
You get
at
to
what
a point
is it not
it's
effective?
Just, it's,
and it's just
not
scary.
Helpful anymore.
Well, the issue with signage, and as I could spend my days on signage, going around town. I have a list of signage that is out of compliance. They put it up without a permit. It's too large for what they're allowed. These companies can't get away with it because they're big and they can't just come in and make the change and then you won't know it. It's all of a sudden you go, oh, they made a change. And so they go through the parameters of, and they want that signage. Now, you know, it's hard to tell them where do you stop because we're all over the board. We're all over the board. So it's another sign, a request that may be coming before you for that.
Okay. Speaking of signage, where the building on where H&R Block and
Titus Building,
the Titus,
the 311.
Are they? When were they? They were going to do the really nice sign.
Well, and that.
Where is that at?
That is, well, my.
Done.
It's kind of a tricky question in some respects. They have been given the approval for it, and they have a master sign program.
Right.
But it's with under the understanding at this point that Alves Door Company needs to remove some signage.
Right.
That letter has already gone out.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for a move. Come back in and let's talk about when this change is going to be made. It's bringing into compliance what's there already.
Right.
And which is the main one that's out of compliance is the Alves Door.
Right.
And so it's timely that I should talk with the property owners because they have a new tenant now. Mm-hmm. And we want to make all of this, we want to make
we
any
just
new
like to
tenant.
Have some consistency. And they
yes.
did do that, the sign, the whole sign.
Yes.
Master plan.
So I was just curious if we had.
Yes. Yeah, so those, the property owner has been notified about both of those issues.
Okay.
And just haven't circled back to me yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah. But I am moving forward. City Council is going to be getting the zoning text amendments that you guys got the last time. They'll be getting that next week. So I've got a deadline with the state to get portion of that done by June, so hopefully I'll be meeting that portion. And also, there's going to be a couple of facade improvements. Boehm, which one of them that came before you for design review and use permit, that's at 300 right across the street.
Uh-huh.
It's the old Nordyke's building that got burnt. So there's a couple of facade improvements. Mr. Bowman.
Yeah, I think a GWIL project is going forward on that, too. Mm-hmm. Hopefully
yeah.
it got in.
Partial,
right.
Partial,
right.
Yeah. So those, there'll be a couple new, and then there's 136 South Butte that is, wants a paint job.
Did those make it to the agenda?
Those are the ones that are going forward, yeah.
They are, okay.
Yeah, I'm preparing staff reports.
I was out of town, I didn't know if they had made it.
Yeah, I've
time.
Got the good approval for that, so.
What property those is that?
136 South. Well, right
Sweet
now
Pea.
It says Sweet Pea.
Oh, Sweet Pea. Yeah.
Which I don't know if Sweet Pea is still going to be there, if that's the...
I think it's closed, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she went out of business.
Yeah. Well, okay, she didn't have a sign permit anyway. She's been, yeah. She ignores my letters anyway, so... But, so I was just wondering who, you know, if that was still going to be the same business or not.
No,
so,
it's going to be I believe a furniture store.
What else have I got going out there? Oh, really?
No, that little place, I thought that was a yoga studio or something.
That's across
that's
the street.
That's across the street.
Oh, I got the wrong one.
That's across the street from the Napa, kind of right there. Okay. Sweet Pea is on down closer to the store.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
further Market. Down. Is mm-hmm. by the Infinity somewhere?
Like Barslow's.
I believe it's supposed to be a, and I don't know, this is not gospel, but I just had heard that it might be a like a furniture, mid-century vintage furniture.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So,
but I don't know that that's true, but that's what... Rumor, I heard.
yeah, I don't know. I'm sure I got something else that's...
O'Reilly's opened.
Yeah, that...
Did you ever think we would hear that?
That, you know, what, a year after Dollar
That Tour? Parking lot's fantastic, though, now that they got it down.
Now that they've got it down. Actually, that may be a project that comes before you because...
Yeah, because isn't...
Masters, they need a master sign program.
For that area.
For that
yes.
complex.
Yes, they do, because I believe the donut place is, I don't believe the donut place is I don't, is he still there?
Yes,
he's still there. They're going
he's
to be,
there, at least now.
He's there right now. There's going to be a Bank of America ATM kiosk that's going to be at the very end of that
oh, really?
Section. Yeah, so they're going to kind of cut out within that building, within the that donut shop to the west is that area there. So there's going to be a walk-up ATM.
Huh.
And then there will be that space where the donut company is, business, and then there's that middle space
right.
Back in the corner.
That nobody's in.
And nobody's in and such. So ATM wants their own sign. They wanted that old sign back. They had a picture of it, and they go, we want to put our advertisement in there. And I said, well, number one, the sign doesn't exist anymore. And you can't put that one back up there because there's already a pole sign for this. So we're looking at doing a monument sign out front. That's going to take Round Table to secede to giving up that monument sign.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way you're going to be able to get, now they qualify for a master sign program because when there's three or more or more than 50 square feet of signage, they have to go into a master sign program. But now he's breaking it out into about 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 suites. You've got to have something consistent. So that's going to be a little bit to wrestle with. I keep hearing from a sign company on that. He wants to continue
Especially
with that.
Especially if Roundtable is going to make it a clubhouse.
Yes, in their list to be the next one.
Yeah.
Because I heard Paradise just got finished.
What are they going to make?
Roundtable's redesigning their...
I did hear something about interior. I did hear something about Roundtable interior design. Clay and I were talking about that. He got some
money
with that,
too. I mean, there might be something on the sign.
There might be the master sign program that would have to come your way.
Wait until they get done what they're going to...
You're right, yeah. Well, at this point where I'm talking with the sign company that...
That even could come in at that time. Well... You know, when they come in for the changes, and that when maybe sure. that would be a good time to address it.
Yes, yes, yes. So, well, I'll be working with them, I think, on that project. I don't know, I've had a couple other inquiries about just land, you know, and such around here. So, but it's, I think this, all the new businesses is bringing a lot more attraction to town here.
Sure, looks a lot nicer when you drive into town and you've not got vacant lots with. Old stuff piled on. I was going to ask for us, but do we have any idea when the car wash is going to start?
I think the second week in June.
Oh, that too. Excellent.
There's still landscaping, so.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get.
Excellent.
I don't know what the rest of it is.
We won't hold you to it.
No, we were just curious. We'd ask the same question if you weren't here.
It's moving along quite well. The only thing I have, I may have to go talk to O'Reilly's or not, but it gets out of hand is signage. They've got all this stuff plastered all over their windows.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, and it's not, it was not, it was, that was not submitted with their sign application.
Yeah.
So it's, well, that's why I'm reiterating to the gentleman here, this is, anything that's got your name on and anything that, you know, even incidental or any signage that tells you what services or products you, that's something I need to review and give you clearance for, and that never happens, and all of a sudden then I start seeing signs go up everywhere.
Well, they're not really signs, they're just signs, Karen.
They're
not like really signs, they're just signs.
Well, if they're not really signs, then they can take them down.
Exactly.
But everybody wants to advertise, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's
you know what people don't realize is when they, especially like on like mini marts or gas stations or liquor stores or places like that, when they cover every, it is such a safety issue.
It's such a safety issue.
From law enforcement standing. It's like, because nobody can see what's going on in there. And they, you know,
well,
it is just, they just don't realize that for that.
Well, the bottle shop, that store, when I drive by there at night, the only light is across the top.
Yeah.
You drive by, that's the only light that shines out of that interior of the building is on top. It's all covered. All the windows are covered.
And it is such a safety hazard.
It's a safety hazard, yeah. And that was the same situation. I know, I've discussed this with Russ many times as well, because after approvals, then all of a sudden,
oh yeah,
they go up, and I'm like,
if he were here, he would be smiling.
Yeah, and it's like the businesses are almost held to getting that kind of they're required to get that kind mm-hmm. of promotion out there and business advertisement out there. So, you know, the horse is out of the barn already, and how, you know, trying to,
right. I just would like it to not go any farther.
Right. Well, I can deal with the 5 and 10, you know, square foot additions. It's the 50 and 100
that we already did.
That we already did, yeah. that we need to look at. But with that,
well, we'll see what they bring us.
Yeah, see what comes before you. So, what would you like to establish a meeting for next month? I don't have any at this point. We've been going on the second meeting, the second Wednesday. Is that still work for everybody here?
17th?
Like I said, 17th. Right, is that the 17th, I think, of June?
Mm-hmm. I have a pretty full schedule, but I'll fit it in.
Okay. So,
well, that gives more time if something does come
sure,
in. It gives
sure,
you more time.
Something may come in that I can put, if it gets closer, maybe on the first part of June or so, and things aren't, like, I'll contact the chair and we'll see what we can do. We'll go from there. But, yeah.
All right, anybody else? Any commissioner commentary? Bob?
I went to that refreshment training thing over here at the school board.
School board, oh yeah, I wanted to tell about that.
Yeah, that was awesome. A gal that was a homeless too, graduated from Harvard, she did a piece, and then Dan Arkroyd did one, and one of the fellows from Shark Tank did. He started with $4, he's worth about $40 million. 40 billion or 4 billion or something in the case.
Phenomenal.
Bucks. But it was very, very good. It was very entertaining and inspiring.
What do you think the highlights were?
I think the girl, you know, taking opportunities, you know, I guess faith in your own ability and just stick it to us, you know, just working hard, and I mean, taking $40 to, or $4 to $40 billion.
So this is, good stuff.
Yeah, it was just very inspiring. But
those are the kinds of talks that should be shown in high schools.
Yeah. Yes.
You know,
oh, yes.
When you're impressionable and you trying to look at your future and to see where you're going, sometimes you just need someone to hear someone say, that's exactly what I did, or I can do that, or someone in the audience could feel I can do that. So,
well, she was both of her folks were drug addicts, and then she wound up by accident living on the streets by herself, and then one teacher saw the potential and challenged her basically to to do, and she's just a Harvard graduate. I mean, they're just, you know.
Who put that on?
I haven't.
Was it the count? Was it the count?
No, it was employment people, Express Employment, I think it was, sponsored it. It was simulcast all over the nation.
I remember getting the notice about it and stuff, and I know that you.
I was the only one there, I was, but that's all right.
Yeah. The gentleman came by and dropped off something for you and said it was, he was glad to see.
Yeah, I got my certificate, and yeah.
Yeah, so it was, I think it's always good to have some of our community involved in these and spread the word, as you should say, about what you can do.
Yeah, that's hers especially. It should be required at all the high schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, she does do a lot of public speaking, and she does know a lot of areas, but yeah, very good.
Peggy?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
I don't have things.
Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Here's your.